Welcome to a video edition of Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics. Welcome to our series of conversations with Jerry Zak, the incoming CEO of SEC and HCCA. Jerry, thanks for taking the time to join me, and thanks for taking the time to join all of us.
No, thank you. My pleasure.
So I think the first question people are going to want to know about is your career. Can you walk us briefly through what you were doing before you joined the association?
Sure, sure. I've been, in one form or another, involved in compliance virtually my whole career, even from the very beginning when I started out as an auditor. I was mainly doing compliance auditing along with financial auditing. We were auditing government contractors, financial institutions, organizations that got federal funding, so heavy on compliance. So I really had a kind of a taste for compliance from the get-go. That ultimately led, though, further into kind of an investigative career. I was trained as an accountant, so I was in forensic accounting, doing investigative work, fraud investigations, compliance, regulatory compliance-related investigations, corruption investigations, things of that nature. So that's where I really began working with compliance organizations and compliance functions within companies and large organizations to begin learning how they really operate. So it was through that angle, kind of the investigative angle, that I really got dove headlong into the compliance field. So I had my own forensic accounting and investigative practice for a number of years. Eventually got a little further into some of the proactive sides of compliance and fraud in terms of doing risk assessments and training programs, awareness and training programs and things of that nature, all associated with compliance and fraud. Most recently, I was with BDO, in their global forensics group there, and the nice thing about that was it kind of exposed me to some of the even larger global types of organizations that I only had limited exposure to when I had my own kind of boutique practice.
Yeah, it must have been quite the broadening experience, and I think it's interesting that you did so much work in investigations, and that was sort of your entree into compliance, and so many compliance officers struggle with the internal investigations aspect and are interested in hearing that. I think it's great to have your perspective. You spent a lot of time, as you mentioned, working in audit and with audit firms. Audit and compliance tend to work very closely together, as you well know. Do you see opportunities for greater collaboration between the two?
I think so. In fact, one of the more common for lack of a better word, weaknesses that I saw in working with some of these larger organizations is a gap there between audit and compliance, where compliance wasn't doing necessarily what it really could be doing from a monitoring perspective, yet it didn't really fall neatly within what internal audit felt was its responsibility or whether it had the knowledge or awareness to even do it. So it's rather common that I would see some gaps there from a compliance monitoring standpoint.
Now, in addition to all your audit work, you also spent time working in an association. We're not the first one. You worked for the Optical Society, which is a group I wasn't familiar with at all, until you explained to me what it is, and share with them, please, too. What do you learn from there about the challenges of working in an international association?
Yeah, that was a really, really fun opportunity that sort of came out of the blue to spend a couple of years with them, overseeing their compliance function as well as serving as their deputy executive director. For starters, what they are, they're not opticians. These are folks who study optics. These are scientists and engineers who really are focused on the science of light. So optics and photonics, everything from laser technology to all sorts of things that I can barely pronounce. So working with that organization was fantastic. It was a global organization, very diverse kind of a membership and a growing organization. And in addition to overseeing their compliance function, like I said, I served as their deputy executive director. So what it really enabled me to do, what exposed me to, was really the detailed inner workings of all aspects of an association, of a membership organization, a global one, a very complex one. So a lot of parallels to what this organization is really going through. So, up until then, I had always been like the third party, the advisor, the consultant, the outside party who's brought in. But that opportunity to work with the Optical Society really enabled me to, you know, really dive into the weeds and the details of how a complicated type of a global membership organization really functions.
Well, I have to say I like the fact that both the Optical Society and SCCHCCA are about shedding light onto various issues.
Absolutely.
So there's good similarity there. Now, you also spent a great deal of time with the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners. Mm-hmm. You were part of their Board of Governors. You're a regular member of the faculty for their sort of equivalent to our academies. What were some of the lessons that you learned from that experience that you'll be bringing over here?
Yeah, I mean, the ACFE is about as close of a parallel to this organization as it gets in terms of a number of things, actually. A definition of a profession that starts out very narrow and begins to broaden, just like we're seeing here, you know, going from folks who perhaps had a very narrow interest in compliance and maybe a legal background to now folks who are maybe coming from risk or internal audit and others who have an interest in compliance. And that's indeed where some of the, you know, the future opportunities and things will come from with this organization. So ACFE has a lot of parallels with this organization. In addition to that, it's, you know, its certification program, its global growth. When you think about it, they're really about 10 years, they have had about a 10-year head start mm-hmm. on this organization. So we can learn from some of the things that they've done and perhaps mirror some of them. But also just, again, it enabled me to have some firsthand observations, firsthand knowledge of, you know, how global growth in this type of a membership organization can work, how its education programs work, how its certification programs work, and have that as an additional background to then bring to this organization.
There's certainly a lot there, and I think it's also notable how many people seem to go from fraud work to compliance and back and forth. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you know, we've exhibited at SEC a lot at the ACFE conferences, they've had ours, and the overlap of the people is just enormous. Well, thanks for participating in part one of this series. Thanks to all of you for listening in and watching. This is the first of a series of conversations we'll be having. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE saying I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspectives.